This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place.
Before 911 can help, the calls need to get there. Find out more on the E911 Talk podcast, episode 168, recorded Saturday, October 5th, 2013.
You're listening to the Avaya Podcast Network. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher, Business Development Manager for Public Safety Solutions at Avaya.
We all know at a very early age in the United States that dialing 911 will immediately connect us with someone in public safety. In fact, we actually take it for granted that dialing 911 will actually connect us with 911. Unfortunately, in the past few weeks, this hasn't been the case. As reported by the Columbus Dispatch and several other local news agencies, the Delaware, Ohio Police Department began an investigation in how local telecommunications company ICS Telecom of Ohio was handling emergency 911 calls from their customers. Delaware Police Chief Bruce Pijanowski reported that workers at ICS Telecom of Ohio have been answering 911 calls, taking down the callers' names and locations, and then calling in the information themselves. According to Pijanowski, this not only violates federal regulations, but raises public safety concerns. Now, to further complicate the situation, ICS Telecom of Ohio also provides hosted voice over IP services to businesses in place of a PBX. Now, in this case, they are the MLTS or PBX operator and are therefore responsible for delivering access to 911 just like any other business. Similar issues come up with PBX operators who choose to locally terminate 911 calls from telephones under their control. But what exactly is the law? Well, that depends on the carrier status of ICS Telecom and the definition of the service that they were providing. Based on that, they may or may not be considered a carrier. So this is where the lawyers are going to establish what the playing field is, what the rules for that playing field are, and finally, if ICS violated any of those rules. Now, it's entirely possible that ICS Telecom is not required to provide any of those services. And this is why the Federal Communications Commission takes carrier licensing very seriously. And this is also why the multi-line telephone system PBX legislation is critical in all 50 states, not just those 18 that actually have any legislation or make some mention of it. Not to mention the fact that only a handful of those 18 actually have any legislation that means anything. And even then, only a single state actually has a penalty for non-compliance defined. And that is not even applicable for several more years. Reportedly, test calls were placed after emergency workers in Ohio questioned what was going on, and it was determined that 911 calls on the ICS network were in fact being answered inappropriately in what is being called a, quote, third-party interceptor, unquote, in handling 911 calls. Now, while this investigation is continuing, no one has been charged with a crime at this point. But local officials are advising ICS customers to call their local law enforcement agencies directly and not dial 911 until this situation is resolved. They've even set up a special email address, ICS911concerns@DelawareOhio.net, where any ICS customers who believe they've had issues with 911 services are being encouraged to speak up. Now, while this story will continue to unfold over the next several weeks, we know that search warrants have been served on four specific locations associated with ICS Telecom. And it was witnessed that officials carted off a, quote, large amount, unquote, of paperwork, documents, as well as hardware. Now, while it might be tempting for an enterprise customer to answer their own 911 calls, clearly this is an example to where things can go horribly wrong. And your company can be needlessly put in the headlines. APN will continue to follow this story and report back any findings to our listeners and readers. The 911 Talk podcast is brought to you by the Avaya Podcast Network. The APN executive producer is Jean Turgeon. Producer and LATAM correspondent, Guadalupe Eugenie. The APN legal correspondent is Martha Beyer, and the official APN voiceover dude, Spider Harrison. I'm Mark Fletcher, Program and Creative Director. Be sure to check out the APN landing page at avaya.com/APN. And, of course, you can follow us on Twitter at @Avaya_APN. For the Avaya Podcast Network, this is Fletch. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.